Chapter 23, Knowing and Seeing as Impermanent. Then a certain bhikkhu approached the Blessed One and said to him, Venerable Sir, is there one thing through the abandoning of which ignorance is abandoned by a bhikkhu and true knowledge arises? Bhikkhu, when a bhikkhu knows and sees the I as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees forms as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees I consciousness as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees eye contact as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with eye contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. Bhikkhu, when a bhikkhu knows and sees the ear as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees sounds as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees ear consciousness as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees ear contact as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with ear contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. Bhikkhu, when a bhikkhu knows and sees the nose as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees odours as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees nose consciousness as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees nose contact as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with nose contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. Bhikkhu, when a bhikkhu knows and sees the tongue as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees tastes as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees tongue consciousness as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees tongue contact as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with tongue contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises. Bhikkhu, When a bhikkhu knows and sees the body as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees tactile objects as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees tactile consciousness as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees tactile contact as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees as impermanent, whatever feeling arises with tactile contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. Bhikkhu. When a bhikkhu knows and sees the mind as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees mind objects as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees mind consciousness as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees mind contact as impermanent, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When he knows and sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with mind contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises. When, bhikkhu, a bhikkhu knows and sees thus, ignorance is abandoned by him and true knowledge arises.